Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Ren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah. We getting ready for the RV. We getting ready for the RV. Yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Be patient. Incredible how he used the odd stains to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. It's a lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speaker. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight till the break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, TNT Denar. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
To start conference recording, press 1. The recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT. Super fantastic family. Today is Monday, marvelous Monday, April 15th, ITD, Income Tax Day. Yours truly, Ray Ren 98 here, along with
Okay, good morning, TNT. We are here once again where we didn't want to be. And they're still talking about the Iraqi dinar. And instead wanted to be in the bank. But let's see what happens. Okay, Ray, what's the good news?
Well, there was no update. So we're starting
no updates.
Oh. All right. Nothing went up update wise over the weekend, not that I recall. It was a dry weekend.
Let me see. How dry was the weekend? Oh, hold on. Let me see here. We did get some updates.
Right? I mean, as far as hot intel, it was a dry weekend.
As far as that stuff you really wanted to tell anybody?
Hot intel, right.
Oh.
To make you sit up in your chair type stuff.
We did get notification, let me just put it this way, that the system was being set up and that the banks were saying get ready to move. We did get it from one particular bank in several different states that they were all being notified and we should be ready because what they saw concluding, here we are. Now, being ready could mean it was possibly last night and that's in the banks this morning, or it could possibly be today and that's in the banks tomorrow. But that's what we were getting over the weekend. Nothing has happened to this moment, and there is no more information flowing out there except the bank was getting ready. So that's what we were waiting to see, and we haven't seen it yet. Other than that, there is nothing out there or been out there anywhere else. So I can't make up anything because I just can't do it. I mean, I got a bunch of stuff from other people and other guys. Everybody sending me saying this is done and that's done and needology of the same old stuff over and over again. But the reality is everything is done except for us actually going. So the only thing is there was there, I was just reading the update. I'm getting some things for this to happen. So the only thing we see this morning on the Iraq news, Sadar is out again, says he has the military supporting them, talking about replacing Mahdi with a body again, is all we see. Other articles that a body and Maliki are going to run on a ticket together for some local offices, even though Maliki's been accused of all the corruption.
Hey, you still there? Oh, hold on, folks. We lost Tony somehow. I didn't do it. One moment.
Hello?
Okay, you're back.
Hello? Oh, okay. That was my fault. I was switching between pages and I hit the wrong button.
Okay.
It was sitting on me. So I was saying Mahdi and Abadi, local office. Amber, right now on TV, Iraq is ensuring the IMF that they will diversify their resources and where they're getting their money from, sources of income. That's all the news, guys. There's really, I don't have any other news. I haven't talked to anybody yet this morning. We've been trying to get in contact with people. I guess some of our areas were affected by the tornado. Some of our people have been affected by the tornado here in the U.S. So I want to say best of luck to them, and our prayers are with you. So I know some of them had some damage done, so they're dealing with that this morning. But other than that, we're still here. We're just waiting. I don't see anything. The only thing that we can go with, I should say, is they didn't vote on the interior minister on Saturday like they said they were. Because that's what they put out. They had it on television that they would vote him in on Saturday. That didn't happen. So, of course, the four ministers still hang out there. And we don't know when that'll happen. Because whenever they say they're going to vote on him, for the last 8 months, they haven't voted on him. And that's the only thing we can see that's blaring that they can use as a reason not to do the RV so far. But everything's there according to the banking system, according to my contacts, OCBI. The rates are still locked in. They know what they are. I did get a ZIM rate over the weekend. I forgot that. I did get a ZIM rate of 33 cents. I did get from the banks for you guys, they are still saying that they're going to do it. As a matter of fact, they're upset that the committee guy is saying that they're not going to do it because two major banks had training on Friday evening and Saturday saying that they are going to do it, two major banks. So on Sunday when they came back again, they let me know that they were kind of upset that I was telling you guys that they're not going to do it, or that the committee guy was saying they're not going to do it because they're adamant that they are. I still say every week they don't do it, go buy you some more dong just in case. Go buy you some more dong. That's what I would do. 50 bucks could do that. So that's the news. I want to say one other thing before we get started. Somebody sent me an email and said they did what I suggested, and hopefully a whole bunch of you did, and they went to Payless and bought a whole bunch of shoes. I went over there, guys, and these are $30, $40 shoes that are selling for $10, $9. That it was a great time, great opportunity to do something for somebody else. And I'm hoping more than just, you know, this one person followed that lead and went and got that done. But I want to tell her thank you. Thank you for being a part of that and taking advantage of this opportunity that we have to do something for somebody else. Doesn't cost a lot of money to change somebody's life. And believe me, that's a life-changing moment for them. All right. Hold on 1 second, because I really want to say something. Hold on. That's not it. I don't know where it is. All right, Ray. I actually wanted to say thank you to her.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, we're good. All right, we're good. Let's go.
Okay.
Oh, wait, you sent it to me. Oh, I was looking for the wrong person. That's why. Her name is Kay. So I wanted to say thank you to Kay for doing that, for being a part of it, and saying that, you know, the TNT Pay It Forward project has already been done. And that's a good way to begin it right now, because we don't have to be millionaires, multimillionaires, or billionaires to buy a $10 pair of shoes to change somebody's life. It'll change their day because they get to walk around in some brand new shoes. It'll change their life because they'll be comfortable. And for $10 or $9, I mean, what kind of gift is that? All right, let's go with the questions.
Yeah. All right. Autumn Woods wants to know, is there a limit on the amount of ZIM that can be exchanged?
No limit that I know of. None.
Burbank
was supposed to be a structured payout, and they were looking at the limit being 5 years for the structured payout, but I know no limit for the amount.
Okay. Burbank Lou basically is saying the banks say the ZIM is not going to committee. I mean, the banks say it is. The committee says it isn't. So it it sounds like the operations guys are keeping the banks ready to go, but the policy guys haven't finalized it. Am I right?
Well, you're right. That's what it sounds like. But I don't know. We know. You guys remember something. We tell you there were 7 people on the committee, and there were 7 different committees, and they all forward their stuff up to the big group, which actually is the Pentagon group. So now you know. If you didn't know, now you know. So, and they make the final decisions there. So I know what our committee guy and they submitted. I don't know what everybody else submitted. So I don't know the final decision. Well, he does because he actually called her and she said, this is what's going to happen. And it may still happen. And I guess I should cut up the his and her part. But anyway, I called them and they said, this is what's going to happen. But the banks to this day, I mean, to yesterday, have not been notified that it's not going. They're still training and acting like it's going.
All right. Charlie All right. O.K. says there's an article in the forum stating that those in Iraq want to overthrow Mahdi and appoint Abadi. Is this smoke and mirrors or a real situation?
There is an article because that's what Sadar is now saying. Hey, you can't get the job done. And people are saying he can't get the job done because he refuses to force anything or he refuses to stand up to Iran and just simply appoint anybody. You guys got to remember, even though everybody agreed on Mahdi, he was still from Maliki's party, just like Abadi is. You know, but they said he would be biased. I would not be biased, you know, but would be neutral and that they could work with him. So he is trying to be neutral, I guess. He doesn't want to arrest Maliki or bring charges against him because people would riot in the street because of his power. He doesn't want to force a fight by naming people, and then he knows Iran is going to have their little sales, terrorist sales, whatever, cause an uproar in the country because they've already threatened to do that. And you know they're doing it for their very survival because the U.S. is forcing them to do something that's against their nature, which is cut off Iran when their only survival is through Iran. So you cut off your nose, bite your face if you want to get money. Well, doesn't do any good to have all the money in the world if I can't buy the food I need to eat, the water I need to drink, or the gas I need for my cars to move, anything else, because you cut off the one country that was giving it to us. So they're caught in a bad situation, and Marty's not moving where they thought Abadi would. It's no different than, you know, Abadi was supposed to win to start with. We all know that. Well, most of us know that. But they didn't play the game right way back in April of last year, so it didn't come out the way they wanted, and they have an opportunity to change it if they do. Do I think it's going to happen? No. Did I just read it to you right now that they're saying if he doesn't do it by June, that's exactly what they're going to push for? Well, he's already promised the IMF that all the reforms will be completed by June. The question is, do we have to wait till then? The banks are saying no. This is about to go, so that's what we're looking at. All right, what's next?
All right, Gypsy Joker, have the final rates for the dinar Dong UP ever been released yet? No.
They've not been
that's
released. Oh, okay. They answered.
Yeah, the final rates.
I was going to explain it to you, but he answered it.
Susanna C. says, is the pinging test really finished?
They said it was to be completed by 10 o'clock. So pinging the system again just to make sure everything is going through, okay? But we have a different explanation, and that is, again, this is, you know, things that we hear. Our committee guy, who also had the news, said it occurred the day before. It has nothing to do with the process. other than the funds being moved, which is already done, and has been going in conjunction with the normal BIS international settlements. So he says there are no reasons for holes or referencing the SWIFT system. It's just a mechanical system, and they made it sure it was operating. Nothing to do with the RV going, not going, system itself. And he says all the money movements have already been completed. We're just waiting. The SWIFT system was like, for most of you guys who remember 10 years ago, 11 years ago, whatever it was now, because I can't keep track. When I first did one of these calls live, and I was down at the bank, and they were painting the system. Some of you may remember that. When I walked down from the bank, walked down, had a hot dog, and now, you know, everybody in Iraq calls me the Hot Dog King. That's my name in Iraq, Hot Dog King. But was when they were first pinging the system, and we thought it was going live right then. They were pinging it so they could change the rate. It was just making sure the system worked and was connected. This weekend was just making sure everything works and connected again, so when it goes, there's no problem. Nothing to do with determining if it went, just when it goes. And as he says, all the money has already been moved to where it needs to be. So we're just waiting. Okay, ready?
Lube Doctor says, Tony, you mentioned last week and before that we can ask and expect an interest rate on our accounts after the RV to be 10%. Would that be monthly or annual?
That would be 10% annually. Now, I'm just telling you, during their training, and what we were told during their training, they were going to give interest rates up to 10%. Now, that's not, you know, the guy who has $100,000 may not get 10%. The guy who has $100 million may get 10%. But the difference is you're not going to get 0.125% like the regular guy on the street is going to get. You're going to get somewhere in between that 1% and 10%, and you have to negotiate that based on how much you have, okay, and everything else that we've talked about. But I do want you to know they've been authorized up to 10% that I know of, okay?
All right, Lena says, have you heard anything else about lower denoms being released as you had talked about 2 weeks ago?
I haven't heard anything about it. Didn't even get to talk to him over the weekend about it. Was strictly concentrating on this going. But as the day goes, and hopefully I'll get some information, I'll make that one of the questions.
Star says, the guy that exchanged his ZIM a couple weeks ago, do you know if he exchanged a bond note or a currency note?
He exchanged 500 trillion notes. That's what he exchanged, with six zeros removed off of it. Okay, with notes. Hello?
Okay. Let's see. Any news you can share on the payment to the contractors in Iraq?
No information from them, so no payment change. I don't even know what they got paid this month, to tell you the truth. So,
okay.
Let me see if I can find out anything while we're talking, as a matter of fact. Okay, good.
All right. This next one, I didn't get a chance to follow up on yet, so they did like I told them. They put it in the Q&A. Heartlight 2 says, what entitles Canada to be part of this and if still available to receive the contract rate?
What entitles Canada
to be a part of
it? Somebody hating on Canada?
Mm-hmm.
Well, as much as they are our working partners, they did support the Iraq war. So they were part of it. So that entitles them to it. And everything else that we're doing. So it's not like they sat back and said, no, we're not going to participate. I mean, they didn't send thousands and thousands of soldiers over there, but they did participate, do what was asked for them, so they're authorized to be part of it. It's just that simple.
Okay. What other three regions in Canada? regarding 800 numbers or anything else that it means. That's all we were told, right?
I don't know. That
Canada was divided into three regions?
Yeah, as it's just saying, that's a great question. But yes, that's what we were told.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and the process for Canadians to exchange, will it be the same as USA? I'm thinking yes, based on a little bit that we've heard so far with Canadian activity. You agree?
Well, read it to me one more time.
Will the process for Canadians to exchange, so what's the process, and will it be the same as USA? And I was saying yes, pretty much from what we've heard so far. Process is similar. And also, will we be considered part of Tier 4, the Canadians?
Yeah, I do think they're part of Tier 4, too, because that's when everything's going to go.
Right.
And to let you guys know, I said the guy exchanged 5 100-trillion notes, not a 500-trillion note. 5 100-trillion notes is what he was able to exchange.
Right. Okay. BBP Dinar says, I saw in the news that Iraq paid 11 trillion dinar to repay its debt. Okay, and 11 trillion came from their budget. It did not mention who the 11 trillion went to. Can you share more about who the payment went to?
He said that $11 trillion was paid out of the budget?
Yes.
No, I haven't looked at all their budget payments. I'm not keeping track of everybody that they pay out the budget. So who they paid it to, if it was paid, I do not know how the breakdown goes. Somebody would have to look that up for you.
GLE Math says, what time of day does the Iraq Gazette publish on the internet?
Shoot, I just went over it with him too on Friday. He was telling me what time it does publish too. I just can't remember exactly what he said. It wasn't at midnight. They do have a time. Shoot. Okay, let's get back to that one. Let me see if I can find out too. Hold on.
All right.
Because he did tell me. All right.
Susanna C. says, will a lower denoms of IQD be released this week?
Well, let's hope so, because that's what we've been hearing the last 2 weeks, so let's hope so.
All right. That takes us to live callers. Let's see. First one is 281, area code.
Well, hello, Tony and Ray. How you guys doing today?
Hello.
Good morning.
Yes, sir, to the Nth degree.
Right.
And yourself?
Good. I'm doing good. I'm working, but trying to listen
from
to
home?
The call is good. Huh?
Working from home, are you?
From home today. Well, I do have a couple of questions. So, Tony, as far as the operational rates, we know they have not updated, but I guess my question is, Forex, do they work concurrently, Forex and the operational rates, as far as when there's changes or updates, what we would see on Forex with that necessarily, if there's a rate change, it would be the same thing for operational rate when they change?
When they change, does Forex change?
Forex.
Or does Forex change the operational rate? Yes, they do. They change the other. If the operational rates are going to change on that day, it is going to reflect on Forex, and that's where they go from there.
Uh-huh. And then that would necessarily the same thing for the CBI as well?
When the CBI changes their rate, it's going to change on Forex. Yep.
Everything change. Okay. Okay. Well, I was just wondering because I've been trying to watch it. So I was wondering how did that process work. I wasn't sure, but I wanted to make sure that I was correct on that part of it. So I guess we just keep watching the CBI because, like you said, it's supposed to change and everything else would change. Then will the some of the, what do you call them, the sites where you can go to like Cornmeal and all of that, would they change the same time?
They should change the same time CBI rate changes.
CBI rate,
get it.
Okay.
It's all going to be in the system, the banking system. It's going to be on Forex. All those sites will change as soon as the rate changes.
As soon as the rate change. Okay. Because I'm trying to set my, you know, my, well, some of
alerts.
The ones that I follow, Cornmeal, yeah, to set them up so when the rate change come in, then at least that'll notify you as, you know, as well. You'll get an alert or something to that effect. Okay. Well, that was my question. I just wanted to know because I know I'm on one of the sites when the rate go up or down, I'll get a notification, but I didn't know how accurate that particular site was, so I may do the Cornmeal because I hadn't set up Cornmeal. Yeah.
Well, Cornmeal is good because, you know, as Ray tell you guys, some banks strictly go by that. They don't care what everybody else is saying. That's the one that they go by. That's the one they set their rates by every morning. Now, morning.
Okay.
Because it changes that day for them, okay? It's not like Forex where it changes every other second. They put a solid rate and say, this is our rate for the day. So if you use currency calculator, it changes every 60 seconds. So it may be a second behind, depends if it's updated. Forex changes every other second. It's not a minute delay. It goes up and down as the system goes up and down, or as it does. Okay?
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, thank you, guys. That was my question because I'm trying to keep an eye out at everything. So hopefully this is our week. Y'all have a good weekend.
Hopefully
good week.
It is.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Hold on, Ray.
Okay.
So I don't know if you guys know about it or not. I'm just saying because some people at work and some people just aren't paying attention, but the cathedral in Paris is on fire, Notre Dame Cathedral, and it's burning. And I know there's probably a lot of, you know, I would say Catholic people here, whatever, we want to know that. Anyway, I just want to put that out there while we're on the phone. I wait to see it. There, what's next?
610, area code, get on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. It's G-Man.
Hey, sir. Good afternoon.
Hey, good morning. How you doing, man?
Doing very well. Very well. Thank you. Super fantastic. Tony. And I'm I'm going to keep it very short again today. Ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call, all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to help pay for the calls. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up where you can send your check or money order made payable to Ryan Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who are already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App is available on the donation page, and you can go to $TNTSuperFantastic, and you'll be able to make your donation electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very glad that you did. And on behalf of Tony and on behalf of Ray, thank you to all of you out there who have made donations in the past, those who will make your donation today and in the very near future. Your donations are needed and very much appreciated. Thank you, Tony. Thank you, Ray. Thank you to both of your families for sharing you with us. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, and rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good home-style North Carolina barbecue. Make it a dynamite day.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you. All right.
You're welcome.
Thank you. 470 area code. You are on.
Hi, Tony, and hi, Ray. Appreciate your taking my call.
Good morning.
Good morning to you all, and afternoon to Ray. I, too, have a couple of questions here.
You switched up on us.
Pardon?
You what?
You switched up on us. And you just lying in a while.
Got it has been a while.
Undetected.
Those black SUVs or something, you know? No. Tony, you had just made one little comment of the banks are still getting notified. I was just curious, when was the last notification that the banks actually received that this was going on? Did they share that little snippet, just out of curiosity?
Actually, I got it Saturday night. Let me make sure. Yeah, I think it was Saturday night, wasn't it, Ray? Yeah, Saturday night.
So at this point,
they were actually kind of excited. Yeah.
Okay.
Because it was late Saturday night.
So at this point, from Monday, they're still licking their wounds or whatever and haven't come out and confirmed yet again. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, I guess they're still licking their wounds, except for. It hasn't, the time frame isn't up. I mean, it could be today, but they're respecting for the numbers. Wait, I'm trying to read this one.
Okay. Curious here.
So it could go from Saturday night. They said it could go at any moment now. The tests were concluding at 10. And Will says, get ready to move. Get ready. We're done. But here we are, so we're still getting ready to move. Go ahead.
Okay. Given just the manner in which, you know, we are getting the news of we're still sitting here and at the start gate or the finish line or whatever, you know, it's like, what is the race going on? But is Iraq subject to any sort of major penalty for not having complied with what they have said that they're doing, or if they are doing this at the directive of some other higher entity, I would hope for their sake they aren't being doubly penalized. Have there been any confirmations on that, or is that, you know, just not even under consideration?
I don't know if it's under consideration or not. So all I know is we know the IMF said, hey, it's time to do this. And you know, it was in a threatening manner, and their response was, we'll have it done by June. It will all be done by June, all the reforms, not just the exchange rate. So they didn't say the exchange rate will be done by June. They said all the reforms will be completed by June. So we know that Ramadan starts on May the 5th. And to June the 5th is probably absolutely nothing, even though they continue business.
Mm-hmm.
So little business, nothing gets done during that time frame. So I would expect it would happen before that. I've heard no threats from Washington, anything else. All I'm hearing out of the CBI is they're ready to go. They think it's stable enough. The system is ready. The rates are ready. All we're hearing from the bank is the same thing. The training's done. The rates are locked in, and they were locked in as of Friday. And on both sides, because both say they're locked in now, they're not moving, and either side would give the actual rate. I'm not going to give that part out, but I can tell you it's locked in.
Mm-hmm.
There's no back and forth and no in between here and here. This is it. And we're still yet sitting here. So I don't know who is actually forcing them to do it or not do it. So we're still at that point, other than the Treasury has not given the banks the go. And that's what the banks are looking at. We have the release codes. We have a locked-in rate. They're just waiting for the Treasury to say go. That's what our banks are looking for. I don't know what CBI is looking for to open the rate. because my people at CBI says everything's done. We just haven't posted it, is basically what they're saying. And I don't know what's stopping them from posting it, whether it's the ministers. We're still talking about the U.S. and Iran fighting over those positions. And we keep hearing they know who the positions are, but they're not making it public.
Mm-hmm.
So we're caught in some, I want to say, time warp or vortex or something where nothing changes.
Twilight Zone.
Sooner or later, it has to. Yes, even the Twilight Zone. Yes.
Lastly, okay. There have been articles floating out there, and again, I don't know their veracity or what, indicating that there are representatives of the CBI in Washington at this point. True, not true? If true, do your sources have access to any level of those conversations?
Okay. I don't have any information on it, but if it is true, yes, my sources would have access to actually, if it's true, they would have access to who the delegation is and probably what is being said. Yes. No. So I can say yes to that. Now, I haven't seen the article, so I haven't made a call about that because I didn't know anything about it, but yes, my sources would know that.
Like I say, it's the kind of thing that we seem to be at the stage where articles are out there saying one thing, and then 30 minutes later they're saying something else. Because you were mentioning something about Sauter making some of his comments, and there are articles out there now by Sistani saying anyone in the clerics, they shouldn't be getting into politics. And you think, well, that's a nice way of saying to Sauter, you know, you need to back off, and Hakeem and some of all the others. And it's like, what next? So,
well,
I think it's
if you're seeing the article, Sauter is actually live on TV now because I'm getting it right while it's live on TV. So maybe they're going back and forth with each other.
Hmm.
But it is happening live here. So,
and Tony, have you learned
Arabic yet?
Send
me the no. Send me the article that they're over here. I will actually send it out, and I'll make the phone call.
Okay, I see if I can find it once I get the computer set up and the like. And with that, 10 days from whenever, you're going to tell us when that whenever date is, so we can add on 10 to that, and that will be our super fantastic TNT Pay It Forward project. We appreciate it. Thanks again, guys, for doing the call. Have a great Monument
right.
Monday. Okay, take care.
Thank
Thanks.
You.
Okay,
take
thank
care.
You.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 360 area code, you're on.
Well, good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray.
Good afternoon.
Good morning.
Hey, I was just thinking, because we haven't heard much lately on the corruption and what's the latest with Maliki and conjecturing that maybe he's under house arrest or this or that, but it seems to me it's pretty hard to believe that if they're both from the same party and nothing has gotten done, that the party is not coming to the party, so to speak. It looks like, anyway, from my perspective, that they've just dug in their heels and they don't want to acquiesce and put Iran out for fear that they're going to lose it. So it's hard for me to fathom that no other country has stepped up to offer to fill the void that would exist if there's supplies from Iran for daily, you know, for housing, home goods and that kind of stuff couldn't be matched by somebody else. And so I guess I'm still in a quandary as to if there's nothing on Maliki, which, and he's kind of the figurehead of corruption in the country, even though he certainly is not the only one. But it seems to me that the party in control is the party of corruption because they've all been in on it in the past. So how do we deal with that?
Well, you're right in everything that you assume because all three of them are from the same party. Maliki Abadi and Mahdi are from the same party. They're just supposed to be different types of people. And, you know, one's a straight up crook. One was supposed to be honest and one neutral. So we're just trying to get things done and let everybody agree upon it. It's hard, just like it is here, going against your party, whoever you are, as a leader, that would be hard. It's ultimately, I mean, even more harder when Iran actually controls your party because of the Saddam era and everything else. And that's who they had to rely on, and that's who they still rely on. Because Iran has intertwined, let me just put it that way, their representatives with yours, not just in the main government, but your provinces, so your city governments and everywhere else have Iranian agents within it. So it's going to be hard to root them all out so Iraq could be its own country again, and that's what they're going through right now. Trying to accomplish that while knowing that 80% of your goods and services come from Iran. Now, they're making agreements right now with Saudi Arabia to try to provide electricity. They're making agreements with Europe. They're making agreements with Jordan. And they're doing it. But that takes time. This has been for years. This has been their source. Everything's set up. They're trading every day. These new agreements are just starting. So I can't, you know, tell you, I don't want any more of your food, your services, your, you know, your water, your jobs, everything else, waiting for this to build up to 80% when it's at zero, and we need this for our country to survive. There has to be a way to wean themselves off, you know, down to 70, 60, 50%, but we can do that. And we're demanding that they do it tomorrow. And there's no way, you know, that we can do that. We're not going to starve ourselves because you're mad at Iran. We're not going to kill our entire country, so we're not doing some of the things that we probably should do. Now, I mean, we just announced we're going to give them another $500 million today to help stabilize Iraq. I mean, $500 million is nothing. I mean, absolutely nothing. We have individuals in our country with $500 million, and we're going to give you $500 million to help stabilize your country and set up things for the 30,000 Iraqis that they're moving back into the country from Syria. Really, that's what we're going to do, and we want you to cut Iran off because we're going to do that. Doesn't make any sense either. So they're caught in a situation for the citizens. Do they do that? Or I should say Mahdi, in order to appease the U.S. He's caught in a situation where Maliki and his cronies are so corrupt, they're still stealing the money from the currency auction. So how can he fight that, fight us, and fight Iran at the same time? So I'm looking from his perspective. This is not easy. You don't just wake up in the morning and say, okay, let's do this. I'm fighting on three fronts here, trying to appease everybody, get nothing done. And the best way to do it is just don't name these four ministers, because when I do, all hell's going to break loose. Money's going to be everywhere. This money's going to stop. Maliki's going to be charged. Iran's going to be pissed off. And now I got this whole other thing to deal with. And that's what Sadar is mad about, is because Mahdi won't stand up and do that. But that's why we brought you, to do that. Bring in the technocrats. Maliki and his crew still don't want the technocrats in these positions because they can't control them. They want people there they can control. So if it does happen, they can still control the flow of the money, because that's always what it's about, the money, and the decisions that have been made are based on Iran. So we know what they're going through. We just don't know when enough is enough, and somebody's just going to pull the switch. Did that make sense?
I'm sorry, go ahead, Finn. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, I am done. I just asked you, did that make sense? Do you understand it?
It makes sense, but the thing that I'm when I reflect back on what you've said, is it fair then to deduce that it's not likely that this will happen until there has been the internal turmoil and rebellion that is necessary to get the criminals out of there? Because if you look at them, if they're all criminals, kind of like ours, then there has to be a point where either we have to acquiesce and then say, okay, let it go, or that there have to be influences brought to bear that would result in these people being taken from power. Does that make sense?
Well, what has to happen here is they have to go in and Maliki or Iran is going to say, you know what? We got 4,000 corrupt people. That's who you have on the list. And I'm going to give you this 3,600. Take them, okay? Show the people you did something, but you can't touch these guys because they're my top guys, but I'm going to let you know, sacrifice them. Or they're going to come and say, I'm going to give you these two minister positions, and we get these two. When the U.S. says, no, we want all of them. Somebody's going to have to give at some point and make a deal and say yes. But now we can give you those positions, you know, the U.S. can say, but the laws are in place now, and the Department of Justice is watching to make sure the money flow goes where it goes, and we can come after you, and the government will come after you, as long as those laws are in place. So those are the final things that have to happen, and at some point there's going to have to be some give by one side or both sides to make it work. Now, how far and how bad do things have to get before that happens is what we've all been waiting on. As long as it's just like it is, then it is what it is because nobody's saying anything. Nobody's doing anything. What we don't want to see is another Arab Spring. Because then we go back down to zero. Now they're riding the streets, tearing it up, and now the investors in the countries are pulling all their money back, all their agreements back, and we're starting it at zero. That's what we don't want to see. What we want to see is somebody or some administration intelligent enough to make a deal and say, let's get the country building, and during the next electoral process, then let's go after these guys, or then let's make this change, or let's give Iraq a year or 24 months to make the changes that they need to make with Iran and quit telling them they got 45 days and we gave you a 45-day extension to do something that's literally impossible to do. Doesn't even make sense. I mean, nobody could accomplish that. So if you give me things that are impossible to do, then you're just basically telling me then you don't want me to win. You don't want me to accomplish it, so you don't want any changes because you're not even giving me a reasonable amount of time to make a change, to build up the coalition that we're doing, or you're doing it in 45-minute increments, which is driving everybody crazy. That's the reality of the situation.
All right, well, that's my query on the whole deal. So appreciate everything that's going on and everything you guys are doing. So keep up the faith, and we'll keep our fingers crossed for some good news this weekend.
All right, I'm hoping so. I'm hoping for some today or tomorrow, but we'll see. And you guys got to remember, years ago, I tell you, I don't care how much information we have, and how close we think we are, and how much we know, we still probably only know 20 or 30% of what's really going on. But that's what we know.
Right. All right, well, thanks, Tony. Thanks, Ray. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Okay. 732, area code, you're on.
Good day, gentlemen. Two quick questions, please. If I was to wait for the dinar to rise on the 4X as a third mouse, now, do I have to go back to the 800 number again a second time? Can I just go through the bank teller and exchange it?
Well, depending on how much you have at the bank teller, because you're limited.
Yeah, I got a $25,000 note. I think I'm under the radar.
Oh,
I could go through a teller with that, right?
Yep, on a day that you want to go in there, just go to the teller. That's what I would
do. Okay, so there's no benefit going back to the 800 number a second time then with that, right? There's no benefit going back to them.
I'd rather go through the teller with just that. Right, you're not trying to get the contract rate, so I would just, $25,000 note, I'd just go to the teller.
Okay, that explains it. Thank you for that. And the other thing, isn't it correct to say, don't we have to wait for a Wednesday or a Saturday because the rates have to be published in the Gazette and the lower denoms have to be out before the RV can happen?
I think the lower denoms will come out at that time, like today they were trickling out. I was told that it has to be in the Gazette, and I've been told that they could do a special edition of the Gazette on any day.
Oh, a special. It could be any day on a special. Okay, that's what I got to look out for because going in between, I was doing it like Wednesday and Saturday. I didn't want to go in between because I knew it had to be a Wednesday or Saturday when the Gazette came out. I don't like, you know, going in between. Now it's a special edition that can come out any day. That explains it. I'll be looking every day along with all of you. Thank you.
All right.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye. 763 area code. You are on. 763 area code? Okay. 214 area code. You're
good
on.
Afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good morning.
How are you?
Pat?
I'm great.
Super fantastic.
Great. Now, the budget hasn't been released in the Gazette yet. Can they still use the funding out of the budget before it's been published?
The budget hasn't been published and released yet?
In the Gazette.
I'm pretty sure it has. It hasn't.
I thought that's what we were waiting on.
No, the budget was already opened, and they've been using the budget. And
right,
it was
but I don't
in the
remember
Gazette.
Seeing it.
And now
in
they're
the
doing
Gazette.
A supplemental budget. Oh, well, somebody let me know then, because I'm sure we did see it in the Gazette that was already recorded.
Huh. Okay, then I'll have to look for that because I didn't think that it had been published, but it was published with the old rate then.
It was. Remember, it first came out with the new rate. They made a mistake, and then they redid it with the old rate, and when they made it public. You weren't here then?
Hmm. I didn't hear that. Okay, I guess I was still waiting on it to come in the Gazette, but it's already came out in the Gazette because they're about to pay, or they're pushing to pay the salaries to the first mergers. Is that what they're called?
To the first what? Oh, the first merger. Oh, yeah.
They're
waiting
to
pay them. Yeah.
And they made a statement that the prime minister made a statement that he wanted them to be paid and he didn't know what the holdup was for that. So I was hoping that it hadn't been published and then that would be, you know, significant that they're about to publish it. But so they can.
Okay, it had been published. So, remember, they paid for the last 4 years, and they paid for the first 3 months of this year out of the new budget. So it was all caught up when they announced that because their goal was to pay this month's salary at the new rate. I'm just saying that was the goal. A couple weeks ago, that's why they only paid up to April. The rate was supposed to change, and they're supposed to start paying the salaries at the new rate this month. We're at the 15th of the month. We thought we'd see it, so now we're waiting to see what they actually do.
Okay. And you're feeling better about the ZIM. I've read some things about the ZIM, but they're saying within the next few months that we should see something. So that's leading me more to June. Lebanon is leading me more to June, but Iraq has to have their government, their cabinet filled by June. So would you just say that the back wall is June?
The only reason I would ever say the back wall, or I mean, it could be the back wall is June, is because they announced and told the IMF that they would have all the reforms completed. They said by June. They didn't say in June,
right.
But they
by
said
June.
By
that's
June.
What I'm saying.
So
by
that's
June.
All of the reforms, yes, which would be the government completed, the RV happening, and everything else that was part of the reform package.
But it seems like all the other countries' reforms have to be done by June or leading towards within the next 2 months, too, is what I'm reading. So that's why I was, my back wall is June, but I didn't know if that was your back
okay.
wall because you were stating June. Okay.
Well, I'm just stating what they're saying, which makes sense, but I'm hoping
uh-huh.
it's tomorrow.
I
tend to like to go with the banks and the treasury and everything, and our guy, and on both sides, when they're saying the rates are locked in, it's now locked in, and we're just waiting to go. I don't see us waiting until June. But, you know, these guys think it's something new every day.
Right.
For
and
it
they,
not to happen. So we'll see.
When does Ramadan start again and end?
May the 5th.
May the 5th and June to June 5th?
To June 5th, yeah.
30 okay,
days.
Okay, so maybe it'll happen before my birthday, which is the end of this month.
Yeah.
So let's see that. And I think that's it. Nothing about the NDA. You haven't received anything else?
Nothing about the NDA. Nothing new about the 800 numbers. Nothing new about the process because it's done. It's just waiting to be implemented. So there's not a lot of changes to be talking about. Or information
mm-hmm.
because we're aware of everything. So we're just
mm-hmm.
like the bank waiting for the Treasury to say go so they can put this in motion.
Okay. Now, I was talking to a wealth manager about percentages, and I guess they were saying that it's normal for anyone that has over $5 million to get anywhere from 9 to 10%. But I don't know about less, you know, because each bank is different. But $5 million, you can even Google, you know, they'll say that you can usually get an interest rate between 9 and 10%. So do you think the IMF packages will be more than that? Because that's a
norm? Yeah. So they're giving you a yearly interest rate. IMF packages will have weekly interest rates.
Okay, weekly. Okay. All right, well, that's what I wanted to know. Thank you so much. You guys have a wonderful day.
All right, you too. Thanks.
Uh-huh, bye.
Okay. 972.
Hey, fellas.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. I know how you are. You're expectant. You're super fantastic. All that kind of stuff.
All that kind of stuff.
All that kind of stuff. I got a couple of things to pass on to you. You know, I've been in this about 10 years. This is Danny in Dallas. Been about 10 years, and I've told so many people I feel like a currency evangelist sometimes. Very few people turn me down now because I've gotten the story so well thanks to you guys. But I ran across a fellow at church, must have been 4 weeks ago, and it turns out that he, about 6 years ago, had heard about this, got excited, took a chance, did not tell his wife, and then after about 3 weeks, he got real discouraged, and he didn't tell anybody until he told me when he overheard me chatting about some currency things and took me aside and said, are you talking about the dinar? I said, yeah. He said, is that any good? And since then, thanks to you guys passing out this information, he is a junior Tony. He is studying. He's printing out papers. He's yellow highlighting things. So when I go to church, I expect to see Jim with his papers for me to check. It's kind of funny. But he is one excited fella right now. Since then, he's bought dong and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, once again, here in Dallas, I'm buying dong. I went to one place, and they only had 350,000 or something like that yesterday. called the other place, went across town and got plenty. But on the way back from church yesterday, I've got two granddaughters. The youngest one's named Charlie. I won't identify the other one. But Charlie was saying, "Papa, are we rich yet?" I said, "No, baby, we're not." He said, "Are you doing those conference calls with Tony?" And I said, I've told him all about it. And I said, "Yeah, baby, I am." "Well, what do you hear? Because you keep telling me it's going to happen, and that doesn't seem fair." And then my other grandchild, across the table while we're chewing on this chicken we bought, she said, "The world is not fair. If it was fair, chickens would be sitting down to supper with Kentucky Fried Charlie." So I don't know where she got that. I suspect it was her other grandmother. So anyway, we're excited. My grandchildren are excited. And my buddy Jim is animated. He is so excited. So let's see if we can't walk this thing on in this week. What do you think?
Okay. Sounds good to me.
Yes. It sounds excellent. Let's see, can we do that? Okay. But I don't blame him for being excited. Because, man, when it happens, everybody's going to be so excited. But one thing about it. I love the fact you told me they will be prepared for the riches to come. So it's a
there
good
you
thing.
Go. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right.
Take care. 832 area code.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. How you doing?
Okay.
Super fantastic. Right. How you doing?
Holding in, just praying one day at a time.
Right.
Okay.
Just a simple question. The question for you guys. Is there a possibility for you guys to reduce the number of calls you make during the week?
Yeah, why? Why would we want to do that?
Because the people who are in charge, they make decisions based on your input. And because of that, possibly I think that is the reason why they don't want to let it go. Like last weekend, you talk about people getting millions, and you measure some issues that they can use. And based upon that,
okay.
I think we should reduce the call.
Okay, let me understand. Right. So we do calls 3 times a week.
Yeah.
And we give you information, and now you're saying that people aren't doing it because we're doing too many calls during the week? That's why they're not doing early?
No, based on things that you said, the news is going to change
okay.
the rules game.
That we're giving you too much information, that's why they're not doing it?
Yeah, in other words.
Okay. All right, so let me tell you two things. First of all, if I only did one call a week, I would still give you the same information. You'd just get it once, and you'd have to look at the recording. Okay. So then there's still a million other people getting it. It's not going to change the number of people who get it, maybe the time of the week. But we get information throughout the week. So the other thing is, hold on, listen. You need to listen, okay? Don't talk, listen. You said something, and I'm answering you. Now, the other thing is, I've been doing this for 10 years or more, and I know they listen to these calls. And we know in the beginning, especially people who have been here, that they made laws based on these calls, that they made decisions on how to proceed when it's time to proceed based on these calls. I know that for a fact.
Okay.
And it was good information that they needed to know instead of just being helter-skelter when the time came. I know, like you don't know, there was a bit of a partnership, and yes, we played a role in getting this set up to happen, not making it happen. Nobody, I mean, a lot of times we've heard that in the past during the last administration that people think they didn't do it because Tony gave out too much information or too close to the time, and there's a lot of things going on in that, but this is what's not going to happen, guys. they're not ever going to schedule the RV for 3:45 on Friday and then not do it because Tony did a call saying, hey, the RV's at 3:45 on Friday. I don't think so. I mean, it's been a possibility. Unless I hit the nail right on the head. Now, if I'm within the window, nobody knows the microsecond that is going to happen. Who cares? Do they want to get people ready? Yes. Do they need people to have some of this information? Maybe not all of it and not all the details. But if we were affecting it, if I was affecting it, let me tell you guys something to the point that I'm never going to do it because Tony keeps telling them before we're going to do it. Trust me, my phone would have rang a long time ago. Not only would it have rang, I would have got a visit a long time ago. And I know because both of those things have already occurred. So it's nothing to do with us doing three calls a week. It might have to do with some of the information they don't really want to get out. But it's not the controlling factor on if this RV happens or not. I guarantee you that.
But that is my view. I think there are many ways to share information. Information can come through title or to the forum. And there's many ways you can pass information on. Let's take an example. If the RV is supposed to happen, let's say Wednesday, and Tony came on the call on Wednesday, within that same period, he said, crap. Definitely the people say, okay, let us revisit this.
Oh, because Tony told we're doing it at 3 o'clock. Let's think of another time to do it. Let's do it 2 weeks later because Tony said we're going to do it at 3 o'clock.
He might have said something. He might have said something that would make the people say, okay, we'll let them revisit this issue. I mean, you can, let's be realistic. You can share information without making a call. And you can text information. You can do anything. You've been doing it for 10 years.
Yeah,
and
well, we just have calls so we can be interactive and participate.
We got to figure out a way to change the game. We got to figure out a way to change the game.
We did change the game.
All.
We used to do calls 5 days a week, 3 hours a day. Now we're down to three times a week, 2 hours a day. So
yeah,
we did change the call.
One day.
Listen, okay, this is what I want you to do. Every Wednesday, you get on the call. Because that's going to be the day you get the information. Because everybody else is going to get it Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Okay?
But some of the information is a repetition. You bring the
okay,
same
sir.
Okay. The
same you get on the call on Wednesday, and you only going to hear it one time. That's what you do. All right. Thanks for calling. All right, Ray.
Okay. Thank you, sir. All right. All right. We're out of time on this one. We'll cut it short.
Oh, that's where we're going to end it at, on that conversation? Okay. All right, guys. This is it. Hopefully the news keeps flowing this afternoon, and we'll get some really good news. But right now, everybody's sitting either like CIA said, at the starting line or defender's line, however you want to see it. But we're standing at the line, ready to stop. Or ready to go. And we're caught up right in that twilight zone right there because on both sides of the river, Iraq and Kurdistan, here, and at least two of the largest banks, even our committee guy, everybody is once again saying the numbers are locked in, the release codes are there. All we need is somebody to say go. And we're trying to figure out who that is, who's going to be the first to say it, where it's going to start at. And that's about all we need to happen. So with that, I want to say, guys, enjoy your day. I'm enjoying mine. If something super fantastic happens, we will tweet it out to you. Ray will put it in the forum. And we'll do another call if that's what we need to do. All right? Enjoy your day, folks. Ray? Ray? I might have lost Ray.
Okay, here I am. All right, folks, it's Marvelous Monday. And don't forget,
the Q&A line is for questions and answers, not opinions. If we wanted your opinion, we'd call you and ask you. And we'll be back on our regularly scheduled programs this week if nothing fantastic happens before then. So keep believing, because we sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
You guys want me to sing to you?
Believe it, I believe. Your mind is going. I believe.
Remember this.
Your storm is over. I believe. Your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe.
Your future.
To stop conference recording, press 1. This session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap, and we are out of here. Enjoy your marvelous Monday.